Welcome to the College Prep Genius Radio Show, where we can answer all your questions about getting college for free. Today, your host is Jean Burke, the author of College Prep Genius, The No-Brainer Way to SAT Success, and you can find her at collegeprepgenius.com. And I'm the moderator, Felice Gerwitz. Welcome. Well, hi and welcome to all who are listening today. My name is Felice Gerwitz and I am the moderator of College Prep Genius Radio Show. And we have a little bit of a different format here. If you've been listening to College Prep Genius podcast on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, Jean has been doing a fabulous job, but as she gets busier and she has been traveling. We are partnering here and bringing you this amazing podcast, keeping her on the air, and also having a time where I think we're going to have a lot of fun and also get a lot of information from this amazing, amazing resource. So, Jean Burke, I am so thrilled that you are doing this show here today, and I just want to say thank you for all that you've done with bringing a knowledge about taking tests and so much more to kids all over the world, really.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, you know what, Jean? You have been everywhere. In fact, we talked, I think, a week or so ago, and you had just come back from China. So you really are an international traveler. And I want you to just share a little bit with the listeners, if you would, about, you know, you were telling me, and it was a personal conversation, and I didn't even ask if this is something you would want to share, but it just really hit me as I was introducing you, that you were saying how blessed our kids are here in the U.S., and even if you're listening abroad, not that your kids aren't blessed, but just that we have it a little bit easier here. And so could you share just a little bit about, you know, what you found when you were teaching classes in China to kids who want to take the SATs and come to the U.S. to school. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I just got back from both Hong Kong and Thailand. And, you know, because America has 17 of the top 20 colleges in the world, people from everywhere want to come here. And so I've been to China 6 times, mainland, and Hong Kong twice. And we've got these kids over there that are really, really wanting to come over here. And, of course, they need to take the SAT to be able to get into our school. But it's not, like you say, it's not as easy as just running down to your local high school and taking a test. For example, the kids in mainland China literally have to fly down to the island of Hong Kong in order just to take the test, unless they're in an international school. Or the kids over in Thailand, you know, they have to find some sort of testing center and maybe get the opportunity to take the test once a year as opposed to where we have it 7 times a year. So I think that we don't realize, you know, how good we really do have it when it comes to just being able to pick and choose when and where we want to take our tests. But they truly are grateful. They really are hardworking kids and see the opportunity that we have over here in America. And they really make it happen. I mean, they learn this stuff. They take it to heart. And, you know, I've seen my kids over in Asia raise their score 600 points easily because they see the vision.
That's wonderful. And so for those of you who don't know about Jean, please go back and listen to some of the previous podcasts. She has some great topics here on taking the SAT as well as her introduction and goes into her passion and why she got started doing this. But today we are going to talk about college and knowledge to college, and this is part one of a two-part episode. And so today, Jean, we are going to start with the 5 P's. So tell us what that is.
Well, my 5 P's of success are proper preparation prevents poor performance. So whether you're, you know, taking a test or you're playing an instrument or you're practicing for a sport, you know, you've got to prepare correctly. Otherwise, you're not going to excel. And so as having taught test prep for so long, I understand how important it is to prepare and to start early. And I think this is the biggest misconception that a lot of people have, no matter where they go to school. I think that they think that there's some kind of instant success. But, you know, if you are participating in a sport or you are playing an instrument, you know that you've got to put the time in to really be able to excel and do well. And test prep is no different. And because colleges go up on their rankings nationally based on their test scores, so the higher the score, the more money you get, it is extremely important to realize that it is something that you should definitely not only start early on, but you should also incorporate into your school. It's really easy to spend 10, 15, 20 minutes a day just working on a little bit of test prep as opposed to cramming, trying to do something that, you know, a week before the actual test.
Right, and we've done that. I mean, you can do so many different things as a homeschool parent, and also, you know, for those of you who are listening to this who maybe have a child in school, that you can look at these things and say, well, I can't fit one more thing in, but I know for us we can, and we do, and they do have a section that is just test prep, and they also have time for that. I mean, in the schools they have, you know, a study hall period, and if your kids are in school and have that time, that would be something you could give them to be working on. And of course, Jean, you have created College Prep Genius, and it is an amazing course. And one of the things in your course, because my kids have taken them, and I have two teenagers now who are preparing to take the SAT, already took it the first time, and did so well that they could get into quite a few colleges, but they plan to take it again. And one of the things that you say in your test prep is that to treat this like a job, and you gave an example of, you know, kids who maybe go get a summer job to earn some extra money, and how much more important it is to spend the time to study, because you could get all these, free dollars coming from college. And a lot of times people don't even know it. And we are going to do another show on scholarships. I've got that marked because I'm interested in those. But, you know, kids can get all kinds of scholarships, and some of them are just sitting there and people don't know about them. So, having high scores is good, which brings us to the next question. You know, how important are these test scores?
You know, they're actually esteemed higher than a GPA in many, many colleges. And the reason why is because a 4.0 at one high school is not the same 4.0 at another high school. Every school weighs and calculates their scores differently. So there's really no fair way to compare, let's say, a public school kid from Texas versus a private school kid, you know, in California versus a homeschool kid in Florida. I mean, there's no way to compare. The colleges do what's called norming, and norming means that when they take a test like an SAT, which levels the playing field, it's able to compare all students equally, they can look at a score, and they can look at the past students and see students with that particular score, how well they did. And that's how they can kind of, you know, pretty much can tell, you know, college success by, you know, by past students. It's not a perfect predictor, but it's really the only way to norm everyone, because everybody's so different from different states and different school systems. And so that is why it's so important. And because they get their rankings, you know, the colleges are willing to literally roll out the red carpet for you, you know, giving you anywhere from full ride, free tuition, room and board, free grad school money, you know, just there's so many perks out there just based on your test score. So it is very important.
Uh-huh. And when we come back, we're going to take a really short commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about some of your points. You've got 50 things to consider when choosing a college, and we're going to talk about some of those, as well as, you know, when we should get started with all this. So we'll be right back with Jean Burke and College Prep Genius.
With College Prep Genius, free college can happen to you. That's right. It's never too early to start thinking about test prep to secure your future. Imagine getting free tuition, room and board, free grad school, and more based on your SAT score. College Prep Genius is the key to free. This award-winning, nationally featured program teaches students the logic behind the SAT. You'll learn to answer every question in 30 seconds. Raise your score as much as 600 points and go to the college of your dreams for free. Visit collegeprepgenius.com to know more.
Well, hi and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz and I am the moderator of College Prep Genius radio show with Gene Burke, who is the genius behind the College Prep Genius program. And I know you probably don't want to be called that, Gene, so but you really, you know, have this amazing product. I'm really excited about it, as you know, and have told all my friends, and at one point I think you said to me, well, are you an affiliate? And I thought, no, I guess I should be. I think I've sold quite a few of your courses to people on the moms on the baseball field. And, you know, I know you said that there's no instant fix, but one of the young men that took your course didn't even do any of the book work he was supposed to do. He just watched the videos, and he raised his scores by 300. So because he did so well, his mom made him go back and, you know, do it again. Mm-hmm. And I think he had to take the SATs again. She said, well, if you could do that well with just watching the video,
right?
you know, we can do a little better than that. But, you know, so before we went to break, we were talking about, you know, some of the points that you should consider to get to college. So typically, what are things that people think about? I know cost is one.
When you're looking to enter college, I think cost probably tends to be the number one thing. Certainly the location is the second thing. You know, is it near your house or is it far away? And I think the size of the school is the third thing. You know, some students have no problem with going to a school that has 45,000 people, and some students would prefer to go to a more of a smaller private school. And so that's what people tend to think about, but there really are a lot more things. I mean, you know, and unless you've gone to college and seen all the other areas that you maybe didn't think about, it is good to kind of put them side by side when you're comparing colleges, not just the top three big, but definitely we can start with the location. You know, how far is it from your home? And I remember when my son first you know, when he became a National Merit Scholar, he pretty much got a free ride to anywhere he wanted to go. And we literally went as far as California with my son to look at his school, and we went as far as New York with my daughter. Of course, we live in Texas. And I remember thinking, wow, that is so far away. I will never see them. Fortunately, both my kids chose a great private school in Arkansas, which was only about 4 hours away. And they chose it. I didn't choose it for them. But I was thankful that I did get to see them several times a semester. And so location is important because, you know, you want to know, you know, am I going to want to see my child? Do I have the money to actually go see them? Or maybe they want to just go further away. So looking at the location is important. I think something else, too, people don't think about when you're thinking about location is it going to be really, really cold there? You know, I remember my son thinking, you know, when he got invited to go to Harvard, he thought, you know, it's going to be too cold. I don't want to go there. Now, as you know, youth is wasted on the wrong people. That's not a really smart reason why not to go to Harvard. But that was kind of his thought of, I'm a Texan. I don't like the cold. But we do.
My kids are like that.
They are, you know. And sometimes you might think you might like snow, but you might not like 6 months of snow. So so you do think about the area where it's at. Is it, you know, is it near a beach or is it a small town or is it near a big city? So there's more things to even think about, even the location of the school and even the surrounding suburbs or, you know, what kind of stores are nearby. I mean, some of these schools are very remote. The second thing I think we talk about is size, you know, the enrollment and is it a spread out like one of the huge Texas campuses where, you know, it goes on for blocks and blocks and, you know, you pretty much only need a bicycle to get around because there's no parking places.
It's so big.
You know, or even a smaller school where it is more intimate and, you know, maybe having about a 1,500 or 2,000, you know, enrollment size of the student body. So I think that's important too because, you know, again, you know, some homeschoolers love to be around a lot more kids and some think, well, I'd rather have a smaller, more intimate setting or just kids in general, not so much homeschoolers, but everybody. And then the physical size of the college. And it's really interesting because, you know, sometimes I remember my daughter, when she lived in New York, she got a full ride to a college called King's College, and it was actually in the Empire State Building. And she thought, how cool is that to be able to go to college right there every day inside the Empire State Building? And that was a perk for her wanting to go there, although she ended up not going there. But, you know, sometimes just the campuses themselves can be very, very vast, and sometimes they're actually a lot closer together. So when you look at the size, you know, take that into consideration. And do you have a car? Because I think the next part, when we talk about the cost of the school, there's so much to consider. And I think a lot of times people don't realize that sometimes you can get a private school way cheaper than a public school, and there's so many scholarships available. But when you're thinking about the cost of the school, it's not just the tuition, but there also are a lot of fees that go along. And, of course, many of those are waived, or many of those are included in scholarship money. But we think about tuition, but we also think about room and board, which, again, can go also back to whether a school is close by or not, whether your child lives at home or actually lives on the dorm or maybe an apartment or even a suite. And then transportation, that is also included in the cost of school because, you know, if you have to maintain a car, I think one of the things, too, that people don't realize is one of the biggest money-making opportunities for colleges is parking tickets. And a lot of kids
never thought of that.
They do. They accrue a lot of tickets. And so, you know, if you can get away with not having a car, it can really save on a lot of cost. And then I think looking at the applications, the fees, the deposits, kind of estimating the whole budget for college, because there is more than your average student might think about. So those are definitely the three top big ones. And you know, it's good to create a spreadsheet and compare each college next to each other with all three of these, as well as all the other things that we're going to talk about, just so that you can see it in black and white. It's those hidden costs that often get us that we don't, you know, that we're not aware of, or that pop up and we're not prepared for.
Right. So what are some of these other things? Well, you know, let me back up before we get into some of those things. Let's look at, you know, when should we start looking at college? Like, what grade should our kids be in?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, probably your average student probably starts thinking about college maybe in the junior year or even at the end of the sophomore year. But a little known secret is if you kind of have some colleges in mind, go as a seventh grader, because what happens is these college admissions counselors actually remember the seventh graders. They remember them, and they kind of keep track of them. And so many times it really does work in your favor when it comes to getting scholarships and knowing how much you really wanted to go to that school. The juniors aren't necessarily that memorable because everybody shows up as a junior. So,
yeah. Well, that's really an interesting point. So you have all these like little insider hints that I think are so great.
I do. Just things I've learned along the way, you know, just with my own kids or just in general. I mean, I didn't stop learning once my kids got into college and all of that. I just kept learning more and more things. And as I met more people and people would tell me things, or I would meet with schools. So I definitely, every time I learned something, I'd write that down and said, okay, that's a great tip. So
that's wonderful. Okay, so tell us a few more of these points here before we end today's show.
All right, well, I think another thing is the college affiliation, you know, whether it's a public, a private, or even a proprietary school. And I think that makes a big difference sometimes, too, and maybe even in your belief system, you know, whether do I want to go to more of a public school and where I might find that maybe what I believe isn't promoted as much as maybe it would be more so in a private school. And, you know, not that we can't be challenged or that we shouldn't be out in the world, but I think that it is kind of important to know, you know, what you're leaning more toward. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, and what's a very interesting tidbit is oftentimes scholarship money, and I talk about this when I do my Secrets to Scholarship Success, but sometimes being the different one will get you the scholarship. For example, let's say maybe you're a Protestant going to an all-Catholic school. I mean, they actually like that diversity. Or you're a female trying to go to more of a predominantly male school. or maybe you live on the East Coast and you're planning to go to school on the West Coast. So sometimes just that difference they're looking for, that colleges love to have a very diversified campus. And so there's a lot of hidden scholarships available for people just stepping out of the norm and not necessarily going to the school down the street or maybe in your state. So that's something to definitely think about.
That's interesting. You know, who would know? And so so how would you find out something about that?
Really a good thing to do is not only talk to people who go to certain schools, but just contact the school and peruse their website. There's a lot of really good information on most websites that really can really give you a lot of clear direction. But just it's that seeking out and just saying, what kind of unusual scholarships, you know, are available at your school? If I'm here, you know, and I'm a Southerner and I want to go up north, you know, what do you have for me that's special? Because, you know, a lot of people think about in-state tuition, but really there's also all that out-of-state tuition as well. I think it's really good just to call the school. Certainly you can't really necessarily travel to every school you want to go to, but, you know, in our society with this generation of Skype, it's really easy to, you know, to plan a Skype call with one of the admissions counselors and just talk and share about, you know, about yourself and what you could bring to the table to their school.
Very good. So what are some other little known secrets or things that we should know?
Well, secrets of just getting into college in general or just...
Just okay. Like the knowledge to college, exactly like the topic we're talking about today. Yeah.
Well, I think another thing to consider is when you're looking into schools, realize too that there's scholarship opportunities for volunteering, not only before you go to college, but there are actually colleges that will give you scholarships if you will volunteer while you're going to school. And I think this sets up such a lifelong character building for us to, you know, teach our kids that, hey, it's not all about them. You know, there's so many needs out there. And so you can look into that. You can also, when you're looking at the schools, and you know, another thing is make sure that you understand what type of school it is. I mean, is it a four-year school? Is it a two-year school? You know, is it urban? Is it rural? You know, what kind of religious affiliation do they have? And just knowing that the right school is really the one that's the best fit for you. I mean, there's no one-size-fits-all. And just realizing mm-hmm. that, you know, it's not every kid's going to fit in the same mold. And what is going to be my best fit? You know, am I going to do better at a larger school or a smaller school? You know, where am I going to thrive at? And knowing, I think, too, that you have that safety net at home. Because so many times I think that kids really need to know that when they're away at college, that college is really more of a stepping stone onto bigger and better things. It's sort of that middle ground in between home and when you really are out in the world, you know, whether you go off to a career or a military or you get married or whatever. And I think that, you know, mom and dad's not going to be there to, you know, to wake you up or to tell you that you've got homework due or that you got a paper due or a research essay over here or you've got a social event on this day. And I think that college is a great way to set you up for life, teaching you that discipline is going to have to come from within. You know, you're going to have to become self-governed in order to succeed in college. And the sad thing right now is that by the end of the freshman year, 25% of students have already dropped out of college. And by the end of the sophomore year, 50% have dropped out. And about one-third of all kids who enter college actually graduate. And I think the main two reasons why students do not graduate is, number one, the workload. They're not used to, you know, spending about 4 or 5 hours in studying per class per day. And then the second part is the finances. And when they start accruing a lot of debt, they tend to drop out. So if we can, you know, help the kids understand that, you know, take rigorous courses now while you're in high school, that way you can handle the workload. Don't just kind of breeze through high school because it's really going to set you up for failure. And then, you know, teach them how to get scholarship money because we don't want them to have to spend 20 years of their life or 2 decades of their life paying off college loans. And I think if you enter in, you know, with those two mindsets, you know, you're going to set yourself up for more of a success rate versus a failure rate that we see right now.
Very good. And I think that's very sound advice. I know exactly what you're saying. There are quite a few kids now that are still paying off debt, and young adults that have college debt, especially from, law school and things like that. So that's something to definitely consider. Well, Jean, we are going to, end this podcast today because we have a part two for Knowledge to College, so stay tuned. That will be airing, and you can find more about Jean at College Prep Genius, and if you want to get the show notes for today's show, please visit Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on that front page there, that very first button, you will see College Prep Genius. Click on that and look for Knowledge to College Part 1, and you'll have the show notes there. And Jean, you wanted to invite our listeners to sign up for your e-zine. You have a special offer for them.
I do. We have a newsletter at collegeprepgenius.com that you can sign up. We send out scholarship tips, success stories, testimonials. And I also have an ebook on my website called 15 Secrets to Free College. And it's normally $9.95. If you will go onto my website, click onto that, and just use the code RADIO, R-A-D-I-O, you can actually get that for one penny, 1 cent.
Wonderful.
And that'll save you $9.94. So it has a lot of great information and little-known secrets about how to get free college.
Wonderful. I appreciate that. And so thanks so much for listening. Be sure to go to iTunes and give this show a rating. I know many of you have seen Jean all over the place. Maybe you've even taken one of her college or SAT prep courses or listened to one of her seminars. And, be sure to go to iTunes and find, you can either search for College Prep Genius Radio, or you can search for Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and the show does reside on the network page on iTunes. So, Jean, we will be talking soon. Excited to have this new format, and appreciate you sharing all your information with everyone.
Thank you, Felice. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much for listening to College Prep Genius. You can find more episodes at collegeprepgenius.com/show or listen on iTunes or your favorite podcast app on your phone, on your computer, on the go. Just remember, visit collegeprepgenius.com for more information.